This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, thanks to a TikToker, we have got perhaps a big mystery answered. And you can check out the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. As this woman posts her explanation as to why male statues from ancient Greece have small packages.
All statues of celebrated figures in Greece, such as Zeus, Hercules, celebrated athletes, were all presented with a small package. Meanwhile, in the arts, in comedy, for example, those who were considered foolish or barbaric or depraved all had large appendages. So why is this? Having a smaller package was considered a sign of virtue, of civility, of self-control, of discipline. Meanwhile, having a bigger one was a sign of lustfulness, of gluttonous appetites, and barbarism.
You guys always say I'm very foolish and barbaric.
Oh, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah,
every morning, you're like, Steve, that foolish, barbaric man.
Yeah.
Now I know why. Holy smokes. Like, if she's teaching stuff, I'm listening all the time.
Oh, I get
it. I don't know who this person is on TikTok, but you might want to do yourself a favor. This might be the reason why, BJ, you get on TikTok. Because she's talking about stuff that's, like, very random and, like, information I never would have known. But I paid way more attention because of, well, the source.
Yeah. Her name is Ruby Says Stuff, as in S-A-Y-S. Says.
Oh.
Ruby
says
stuff.
Ruby says stuff.
How is that,
stuff.
Vicky?
Words. I love that Steve is laughing real hard when he figured out today's Wordle. It was so dumb.
Dude, so I don't want to give away what Wordle is, but let's just say the word was going.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't understand. How is this a word? Gong? What is gong?
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah. I was just, my brain was not working properly. So I was completely coming up. I was like, how is this even a word? And Vicky's like, it's going. Yeah. I'm like,
I get it now.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't know if you know the, okay, I'll show BJ the word, but that way I won't give it away.
Oh, okay. Give it away now. Oh, man, yeah, that's a common word.
Yes, but I'm, like, trying to, like, pronounce it like it's a one-syllable word.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to win
like,
it that
what?
Way. Yeah.
Gang? Like, how is that a word?
Yeah, that, I guess you, I guess you don't use that word much.
By the way, mad respect, you got some really nice words out there, your other guesses.
I know. Some words I didn't even know. Like, I'm like, hey.
Oh.
No, I know they're words, but I'm like, maybe?
And I wouldn't have got that word, by the way. There's no way I would have got that word today because my brain doesn't play these games well, even though that word is a word that I know very well.
It's a basic word. Then I don't know why my brain could not put the connection that it's an act. Like, I was just like, no, that's, what is this, some kind of like weird like word from another country?
When is the when is the moratorium for Wordle wear off? The next day?
Next day, yeah.
Okay.
Next day when there's a new one.
That's kind of cool.
I feel like that's the only fair thing. I hate when people will like tag us and then they'll give like, oh, this was hard, but man, I bet Danny had an easy time with it. I'm like, I don't want any clues, man.
Yeah.
Just put the word out there.
That's the trouble, though, because you do want to, like, have fun with it.
I know.
Because nobody cares the next day.
You're right.
The next day, you're onto a new word.
I mean, people usually do a pretty decent job of, like, like whatever they're saying isn't a full-on clue. Yeah. But sometimes people will be like, I'm like, dude, you just gave it away for me.
Yeah, my commentary is usually, F this game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rev's usually, if I screw up one more time, I'm quitting.
Yeah, that was mine yesterday.
The other day, there was the word was metal. And I almost, like, put the rock horns up with it. And I was like, that's too much of a hint.
See, I would love that. I love clues. I mean, whenever playing video games, I was a hint booklet guy. I'd buy the hint book every time. Even before I started.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, cheater.
I want to see the whole game because I know my limitations. And I also don't want to drive myself crazy.
Vicky, can you take Ruby Shane
banana?
She's doing banana facts.
Oh, that's hot.
As she eats a banana, BJ.
Oh, well, of course.
Well, yeah, she knows what she's doing.
She's on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely doing sensuality and you know, sensuous subjects. And she's a very attractive brunette. And the attitude with the sort of English, hello, I know what I'm talking about, in a very professional fashion.
Whoa.
She knows what she's doing, definitely.
I don't look at eating a banana.
Is that how you eat a banana?
Yeah. Sure.
That's how I eat a banana, but nobody looks at it like a cool thing.
I just love how...
It's because you maintain eye contact,
Yeah,
and then you bite your lower lip. It gets weird.
I just don't know why we need to see a cleavage shot while we're eating a banana, but I suppose it works.
Well, here's the deal. I think she needs more viewers, so I'll have to follow her, because then she gets more money,
yeah,
and then she can afford shirts that fit.
Right. Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, right. It's
a tactic that she has. She's like, look, guys, please watch my videos. My shirts don't fit anymore.
And subscribed.
Well, since we're going to be, I think we'll stay on the subject of packages, since we were talking about why Greek statues have small packages, because it was a virtuous thing to be portrayed with a little unit. Because having a big unit made it look like you were a barbaric, lustful idiot. Isn't that bizarre? Because nowadays, we kind of want it the other way around.
You're just like a goofy Neanderthal packing a huge mule? Is that kind of what they're trying to say?
Yeah. You know, you're just an idiot. But if you have a small penis, well, you're the kind of man for me.
Is it like a weird way of them, like, you're trying to compensate because you don't have much down there, so you have to, like, have much elsewhere?
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's more really the idea that they were trying to get men not to be, like, thinking with that part of their body and trying to find a way to make you feel like you'd be a man of status if you weren't thinking about that part of your body, since back in those days, that's all they ever did, right? I mean...
See, I was going to go the opposite way of just being like, there were so many people with small penises that were like, we can't make everyone feel like... We have to make them feel like they're okay.
Nobody will be down with this art because we're dong-shaming everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is that if there are so many people with small penises, then you're average. Then it's the average penis. It's not even a small one at that point.
Yeah, but who wants to be average?
Yeah, exactly.
I have no problem being average. I think average is underrated.
Every day.
Thank you. Huh?
Mediocre is different than average.
Yes. It's high energy mediocrity.
Gotcha.
That's right. Well, after 40 years as a Hollywood special effects artist, Matthew Mungle has created prosthetics for almost every body part. And we're talking about the prosthetic penises as well. He's done that.
Okay, here we go.
That's Mr. Mungle and his dong collection.
Now, of course, I love the way stories were written. As he said, the use of prosthetic penises in films and TV has been on the rise.
The best part is they're doing like a video news piece on it, but they don't want to show the prosthetics in this news piece, so they're pixelating it.
Yeah.
So it just looks like he's holding like some pixelated sausage, but it's like, dude, I mean, we know what that is.
I know
what he's
so
talking
ridiculous.
About. I mean, can we just kind of like be okay with seeing it?
Yeah, I especially if you watch the first episode of Kids in the Hall, the new version that's on Amazon Prime. First of all, Dave Foley, you'll go, you're a brave man. Unless that was a prosthetic. I will just say this right now.
No, dude, those were not prosthetics.
Yeah, they were. I didn't think so, Rev. But I'd say, okay.
So you're showing his boys in the hall?
Oh, dude, it was the boys.
It starts off with some full frontal.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, I mean, 60-year-old Canadian men.
Wow. Yeah, it's, yeah.
Someone try and crush his head?
Yeah.
That happens later.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a good first episode, I have to say.
I binged it this entire weekend, and I'll let you know there's no more Full Frontal after that, so you don't need to worry about it.
Well, of course, it's the first episode. They've got to grab your attention. You know how it goes. Yeah. They want you to watch every episode, but we'll put this up front.
What keeps people watching is 6-year-old sausage.
Oh. It's just shocking. My brain is just like, they don't have to do this. Why are they doing this?
Why not?
I get the bit, but even then.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, which I give them credit because it's like Rev said, nobody asked to see this. These guys aren't in shape to the point where you'd really think, well, hey, look at them, for 60-year-olds are amazing. You're just like, wow. And I really felt like I was just getting out of the shower. I'm like, all right, well, these guys make me feel good about me, I guess. I don't know.
I know, real quick, Ashton, I'm sure we'll talk maybe more about it later because we want to talk about this dong maker, but I was a massive Kids in the Hall fan growing up. Is it something that, like, as a massive old school Kids in the Hall fan, you're going to go back to it and it's good?
Yes.
Okay.
You absolutely adore it. If you loved Kids in the Hall before, you will
chicken
absolutely there's no chicken lady.
Oh, then never mind.
But there's still some amazing callbacks and some really fun new stuff.
What about the salad head guy?
I did not see him. Not in the first episode. I've only watched the first episode. And I wasn't a massive Kids in the Hall fan. I mean, I watched some of the stuff, but I didn't watch every episode. I like the guys. But I really enjoyed this. Rev's right. It felt nostalgic, but also new. Like, they brought in some new stuff, and cool. You know, and I hope that outside of this, maybe the 60-year-old sausage would be funny. The premise was good for that bit. So that's why, even though you see 60-year-old sausage, it is a pretty funny premise and makes for a good sandwich. So that was my thought about the whole thing. So there you go, Kids in the Hall. Wrong button. And that's on Amazon Prime.
Sheep.
Well, he didn't say sheep, so we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
I thought that was out of the sound effects box.
Sheep.
It's right there. Yeah. But yes, we're talking about Matthew Mungall. And like Steve said, you can see the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com with the pixelated fake dongs that he's made. He's made them for Chris Hemsworth, all the way to Will Ferrell. He's made fake dongs for everybody. And here he is talking about the dong fakeage process.
First, the director or the producer will call me. They want a penis for a certain project. I say, okay, what's the length of it? What's the girth? And I'll go from there. Sometimes I have stock molds. Sometimes I sculpt it and make a mold from there.
Yeah,
I just thought it's like, dude, we need a fake dong. Call Mungall. Mungall's the guy. He's got someone stock.
Does he have it? Well, is it in? Does he have a stock mold or rhymes with stock mold?
Oh, yes.
That's all. So back in 2015, he had to make a unit for Chris Hemsworth for that movie Vacation, and was quite happy about it.
Well, they just wanted to have a bigger penis for the scene that he was doing. It was through underwear, of course. So we had to decide how big and how it was going to attach to him, et cetera, et cetera. Production gave it to him in a shadow box, and he put it on his mantelpiece with his Thor hammer. So he's got both hammers together.
That's funny.
Wow.
And I do love
the hammer and the Thor hammer.
He refers to him, so he's like, some people, unfortunately or fortunately, refer to me as the penis guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're Chris Hemsworth, and they go, look, we just, for this scene, we need a bigger penis. I mean, at that point, I would be crestfallen. I'd be like, oh, man.
That would probably put me in a little bit of a frown town.
Yeah.
Frown town. But
I'm
going
to go eat some food to comfort, drown my sorrows.
I'm going to say that I'm Greek and I'm very intelligent.
If you've seen that movie, though, like, you, it's so ridiculously big that you're like, there's no way that he could be above average men wouldn't be that, would be like, oh, we need a bigger one.
But I think despite that,
you were a penis connoisseur, Dan. I had no idea.
I'm a vacation connoisseur. I watch that movie a lot.
But even still, I mean, I think he goes home and is like, his wife is probably like, how was your day? Well, they didn't think my unit was big enough, so they had to go get Mr. Mungall to make one for me.
Yeah, that would be the conversation in my house. You're right.
See, but baby, it's very nice. Don't worry. Don't let them.
It's very nice.
Oh, yeah, but you can tell that voice. It's you can tell your spouse's voice when you know that you are not the most impressive she's been with, even though she tries to placate you. But no, I really like yours. You know, it's like, do you, though? Yeah, okay.
I've never had that conversation.
Yeah, me neither. Congratulations to all of you. waters.
Thank you.
So in this clip, Matthew shares that he does not need to use models when he's creating a new product.
No, they're sculpted from scratch because they're usually very specific about what they want. So, you know, I've done this for quite a few years. So I do have a lot of stock molds. And when production calls, then I'll send them a picture of what I have. And if they want it longer or shorter, I can always do that.
I don't want to be on that group chat.
No, I'm good.
You're really getting D picks. These are the ones you're asking for. That's going to be it. That's also a tough conversation if you're, you know, if you come home to your spouse and they go through your phone and they see all these D picks. They're like, what is this about?
It's for work. I swear.
Is it for work or is it for something else?
How do you get into dong making?
I mean, I feel like he was probably making other body parts and people were just like, Mr. Mungle.
Yeah, that's what he does. He makes prosthetics for all the body parts.
He's got a real talent for the dong.
We noticed that forearm that you made, I mean, it was really good, very vascular. We liked how that the veins on it. We were thinking we want to apply that to something else on a different part of a body. Would you be up for it?
Yeah.
Do you think he charges more?
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did.
Yep. He will rise to that.
I mean, I think that's my problem is I'm not up for it, so I need to get one.
I'd charge more. I'd be like, look, you know, if you want me to make an arm, it's $500. But if you want a dong, it's $900.
Yeah, I wonder what these actually cost. And he does talk about it.
From a stock mold, it's usually about $850 to $1,000.
Wow.
If it's from scratch, sculpted, molded, it's usually around $1,400 to $2,500.
Damn. Man, these are why movies are expensive if you get all these fake dongs.
It's just amazing to me.
Do you need a stunt dong, too? Like, in case one, like, go, like...
Probably.
Yeah, a couple of them. Yeah, just in case one breaks or something.
Do you need a backup?
I wonder if he did one
missing.
I know they CGI'd part of Sebastian Stan's and, you know, Pam and Tommy, but I think there may have been a practical dong in some of those shots.
I bet Mungle made it.
Yeah, that's the question you should ask.
Do you think he signs it? Like
oh,
little M on the bottom?
Yeah.
A little branding.
Handcrafted by Mungle.
Is that a mole that's shaped like an M? That's just proof that it's a Mungle.
See, I was thinking the veins.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd sign it, but the veins would be in his name. Oh,
that was the part I was thinking when they're going back and forth. Like, are you going, we need more, it needs a vein. It's good, but it's not good enough.
Is Chris Hemsworth penis sending us a message? What is he trying to say?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. This is what he has to do for a living.
All right. We have another story about a movie prop, and it's not a penis. There is a replica of a very iconic movie prop going for $800. Again, it's a replica. It's not the prop itself. $800 they're asking for this. The replica. I'll tell you what it is at 8:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Kuwahara is releasing a replica of Elliot's red and white BMX bike to celebrate the 40th anniversary of E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Is there anybody who really doesn't know what the hell this is? I mean,
Elliot.
I mean, you know, I know my, I never really showed this movie to my kids, so I don't know how much they know about
Joe,
it.
Joe, thumbs up. Do you know, he knows Elliot.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very iconic, but, you know, that's the bike that they all escaped with, and this one doesn't have a basket. So
Boo.
You're not going to get that.
Why
do
I want this?
Yeah, you don't want it.
It's got
the
official E.T. logo. How about that? I mean, that's going to be worth $800, right?
I mean, I guess if you, I don't know, it's a very specific fan base that you're looking for, people who love BMX biking and E.T. Otherwise, why would you want this?
Which, yeah, because bike riding is for, you know, for the most part, for people under the age of 40, you know, especially that kind of bike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can ride a bike over 40, but you're not, like you said, Steve. I mean, who's riding a BMX bike who's over 40 years old? Usually that's not what people are doing.
Sure, there's a few, but not enough to make, like, where you're like, oh,
yeah,
we're going to make a killing.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're charging $799 for this thing.
Mm.
Well,
yeah,
really,
yeah.
It's $799.99, so it's really $800.
No basket, no ET. I don't want this.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't even give you any Reese's Pieces with it, which I think you should at least get like a couple of bags of that for the $800. Come on.
Yeah. It even says milk crate and extraterrestrial with powers of levitation are not included.
Boo.
Well, who wants this thing? That's a lot of money to ask for.
They say this does ride better than the 1982 version, so you at least you don't have to, you know, you're getting modern technology in this iconic replica of Elliot's bike.
The sad thing is, too, is if you go try to get your own milk carton, those things are illegal if you take them away, so you shouldn't do that either.
Maybe that's why they couldn't give it to you.
That's maybe why, actually.
Well, they used to sell them at storage stores, like, because people used to like them in their apartment. Because you're right, they said we can make some money off these. We'll just make milk cartony looking things because people keep stealing them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would think that if you're gonna piggyback off the name of E.T., that you would put a milk crate on it and a little stuffed version of E.T., a doll.
I don't. I have no idea who this is for. I know bikes can be expensive, so $800 to me may not be that bad of a deal. I just don't know about the world of bikes to know if this particular bike warrants that price, or is it just because of the dumb name?
Where do you even buy bikes anymore? I was going to look up Toys R Us bike prices,
Target.
And I forgot.
Target and Walmart.
Dicks. Okay.
Go to Greg's in Bellevue. Greg's got a good joint.
That's a good point.
Bike. Yeah. I mean, there's probably local places that do it, because biking's a thing. Yeah.
Target, just because I'm there like every other day, I feel.
But there was a bike shortage. Yeah. There was a bike shortage, especially around April, because I was going to get Lily a new one because hers had crazy flats and whatever. So I was going to go buy her, and no one had bikes.
Really?
I was like, what is happening here? So I ended up getting her a scooter.
Oh, there's a supply shortage of stuff? Really?
Apparently.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I've been trying to find like this bike that spits out breast milk, and it's really difficult to find these days. What?
Just of all the things.
I was like, where does your...
This baby formula shortage right now.
Oh, I was like, where is this brain?
Okay, hopefully it was just one. Maybe if you said baby formula, I would have followed along. I just thought it was another one of difference. Your perverted statements. Yeah, well, it's...
Yeah, no, it seemed more like around a Steve pervert idea than like a shortage thing.
Yeah, I really didn't think...
Doesn't the BMX stand for boobs?
Yeah, I didn't...
And the M milk?
Yeah, I really didn't think you were being topical. I just... So I have to give you better credit than that, but I mean... You have to consider the source. I mean, if anyone is going to view, you know, I mean, that's one of your lines.
Blue Milk Extreme.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there is a formula shortage. Though the factory that had the problems in the first place is close to getting the okay. Still not going to help stock those shelves, though, from what I understand. We still got to wait a couple of months before they're up and running and putting it back into supply. It's tough. I don't know why more women aren't breastfeeding, but they're saying like only 1 in 4 women do. And I don't know why that is.
Everyone can breastfeed.
That I know, but it's still the majority of women can. It's just I maybe it's work or whatever. They just don't want the inconvenience.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah.
That or like my friend's son, unfortunately, like she could breastfeed, but he was allergic to her breast milk.
Oh.
Because
there's
like,
a bunch of reasons.
Yeah, there's a million reasons why.
Yeah, I know there's reasons. I just feel like it can't be the majority. Like 75% of women are using formula and not breastfeeding. And my brain is just like, what happened before in nature? I can't believe that. Like, I would feel like there's something wrong with us. Are we infecting people? Are we, you know what I'm saying? If women can't do it, if it's something in like,
I'm just mad we threw away all that breast milk. We could have made a killing right now.
Yeah, you really could have, Steve. You could have, I mean.
Selling those in my BMX bikes together.
Is it illegal to sell your breast milk? Or I mean, to make it available to other people?
On eBay it is, I know.
I remember there was like a story recently where someone was buying breast milks from some website.
Especially now, if people have extra.
I know there are places you can go to donate your own breast milk. There's a woman who has sold like gallons and gallons and gallons because she's an overproducer. So she will donate to those who
what's
can't.
That? Was that,
we
was that
a, her.
Was that a Star Wars movie? That one scene where like they're walking through it and like the women are just like pumping all this crazy milk?
That was Mad Max, Fury Road.
That's what I was thinking, exactly.
You're thinking of Luke Skywalker who milked the green milk out of that cow thing.
Oh, that was so gnarly too.
Getting them confused.
Yeah. Again, all of those could solve our problems if they were reals.
That's what we need. We need Luke's cow creature, kangaroo-looking thing, whatever the hell that is.
So to go back to the Elliot bike,
his bike needs to be spitting breast milk. You're right. I pay $800 for that.
What's the going rate for a bike from that company? Like,
Kuwahara? I don't know.
Yeah. About $600 American.
Oh, okay. Right, so a little bit more.
So it's a deuce for the name.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess
it kind of makes sense then on that.
Well, I mean, who knows?
All we should do is sell a couple of them.
It's international.
Yeah, it's worth it.
And I guess international sales. Maybe there are some people that are really crazy for ET in other countries more so than I think. Who knows? I mean, look, they're the ones. Watch them make $1,000,000,000 off this, and I'm the idiot.
I'm willing to bet that somebody might get fired for this idea.
It's possible.
It seems like a lot of money spent on something that maybe they're not realizing it's going to have like a crazy market for.
I wouldn't have passed this idea. I think I would have been in the board meeting going, who the hell's going to buy these?
Right.
You know, I feel like the people who care about E.T. are 102 years old. What do they care?
Yeah, and they
the
are not
like
riding
40,
bikes. Yeah,
yeah, it's that they're 40 years old. Or they're not riding those bikes, Rev. You know, they're buying, like, if the bike was like one of those electric bikes, you know what I mean?
Those are cool. My buddy has one.
I'd buy bikes. That then.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah. Now, if you put a basket on that and put ET on it, maybe.
Yeah, let's do. I'm ready for that. Then you know what? You hit my demo.
And you're already running on electricity, so you just tap into that so the ET head could pop up and down every once in a while.
Dude,
don't forget your breast milk cannons.
Pew, pew, pew.
Well, it's like a windshield wiper fluid. It's just different.
They'd be your dairy cannons. You literally have dairy cannons. So let's get this done.
And it could like shoot out like little Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Some milk and a treat.
And a treat. I mean, Steve, you could run around neighborhoods with this bike helping people that don't have formula.
We're printing money if we create this.
This is what we need to do. We have to call Kuwahara right now. I don't know if you guys heard about this. I love this story because you know me. I'm really big into mental health awareness. And during a recent show in Brazil, Metallica's James Hetfield admitted to fans that he was dealing with some insecurities and he got support from the rest of the band. The video has since gone viral. Here's the audio of this.
I gotta tell you, I wasn't feeling very good before I came out here. Feeling a little bit insecure, like I'm an old guy, I can't play anymore, all this bullshit that I tell myself in my head. So I talked to these guys and they helped me, as simple as that. They gave me a hug and said, hey, if you're struggling on stage, we got your back. And I tell you, the world to me, and seeing you out there, I am not alone. I am not alone, and neither are you.
That's a pretty brave thing to do for a man of his age and the music that he plays. You're supposed to be tough. You're supposed to be strong. I mean, our demographic, you know, I'm close to his age. So I have lots of respect for James for that.
Yeah, it was a cool moment. And then I think it would have been funny if we went to Michael Jackson's "You Are Not Alone" song. We went a long way just to get to this song. But I think they went to "Sad But True" right before it. That was like a little spiel that he gave right before that. But I mean, yeah, he's like what, like 60?
Yeah,
it's James Hetfield. And I got to imagine your body. Like I think about like Lars. I know a lot of people like to crap on Lars, but like I'm a fan of Lars Ulrich as a drummer. But that he's not getting any younger, and that's a hard style of music to play when you get older. Like you just can't keep up with like your 20 or 17 year old self when he originally wrote some of those parts. And I'm imagining also on the guitar. I don't play guitar, but Danny could probably speak on that. Like,
well, Danny doesn't play guitar either, really.
That's fair.
I said he played. I didn't say he played well. But like your hands are moving so fast, and like he's in his 60s. I mean, I got to imagine he's dealing with a little arthritis on those fingers.
Yeah,
and that's got to be tough to be able to move both hands to the speed that you once did when you were a thrash metal band. Like, not all their songs are, like, big chords like they kind of eventually grew into. But, man, props to him for opening up like that, though. I thought it was awesome.
And it's a thing. I mean, we've talked about it on the show before. There are certain ages, you know, it's not always the exact age for everybody, but the scientists have found that you just drop off. It's not like a gradual thing. You just lose some ability when you hit certain landmarks in your life. And 60 is one of them, where stuff that you used to be able to do, you're like, wow, why can't I do this as well anymore? Mm-hmm. I remember that in my 30s and having a teenage kid, you realize I can't play video games the way I used to anymore. I'm like, what is wrong with me that I cannot, I'm getting my butt kicked by this little kid, and I was the king of video games, at least in my mind. It happens. I mean, you just
only in your mind.
Yeah. Right. Well, and I couldn't do any of the PlayStation or the Xbox controllers. And I'm like, this is insane. I remember my dad not being able to work the Intellivision controller. And I was, as a young person, I'm like, what is wrong with you, old man? And it's like, it happens. It's not just a, so for James Hetfield to have a moment where he's like, why can't I do the things that I used to do? This is sudden a lot of times. It is not something you see gradually happen. And yeah, that to have mental health is something to lean on, I think, is important when, you know, you all of a sudden see your own mortality. Like, you're like, oh, man, I'm an old man now. Like, this sucks. Saying,
like, you're talking about how, like, playing video games, like, that does suck. But now imagine that you're living. Like, you know, like, that's...
Yeah.
That, and 20 to 60,000 people every given night are coming to see you do that, and you can't do it to the level that you thought you... Yeah, it's got to be a mind trip.
Or even at that point, and I mean, I know we've kind of said it, but just it's not even that he can't do it. He can. It's just that self-doubt that just...
He thinks he can.
Yeah, it's kicking you in the brain, being like... Yeah, and I mean, how many of us have that every single day where it's just like, I don't feel good today. I don't feel like, you know, I don't like what I'm wearing. I don't like the way my hair looks or whatever. And it's like, you got to remember that everyone feels that way.
And the fact that mental health is out there and he puts it out there, which is a really big step. It's a really, really big step. Dudes just don't believe they need it. I swear if they could call mental health and therapy like an Indian tradition where, you know, Eastern philosophy where you go meditate in a cave and become this amazingly wise yogi, because it's the same thing. It's the same thing. But for some reason, America has basically stigmatized a person learning more about themselves and learning to manage their thoughts and learning to really be like a master of their own domain. I'm all over James because, man, we got a lot of mental health issues out there and people are still fighting over. It's the same argument you hear, but when really mental health is at the core of any of the tragedies that we see in our lives, and people still are just fighting basically, you know, politically about something that James Hetfield's done a great job to point to the truth of, you know what, get support from the people that love you. Really focus on, you know, like your mental health, man. That's a great message.
I mean, and it definitely resonated with a lot of people. I was watching, just like reading a lot of the comments, you know, and you, I don't know, it's just like that weird, like, side of my brain. It's like, okay, when are we going to get the negativity? And I honestly, I did not find any, which I was glad to see, like, a lot of love for James. I'm sure that there's some out there. I just luckily did not come across that. But it was just a lot of people that were just showing him plenty of love, and it touched on a lot of people who have those feelings. Like Danny even said, like it was cool to see something. Like he just took a moment because he was feeling vulnerable, and he got a nice group hug from his bandmates, which, you know, that was kind of cool.
Vulnerability is also like the key thing today, Steve. Too, I mean, it's showing a lot of courage to be vulnerable, and for dudes to show that like that. I mean, it might be one of the best things that he could have done in his career, you know, with the power and the influence that James has amongst the people that love him. What an amazing thing. Yeah, such a great, great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only way that would have been better, if he just ended it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love my bandmates. Yeah. I need some help. Yeah. All right, well, as you know, it is time to see how Steve does in these things, the things called trivia.
Yesterday
he did get this one right.
What is the last movie that James Cameron directed?
Oh, is it... What the hell is it? The Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
No.
What the hell? Avatar.
Yes.
Avatar.
Wow, we fancy. Put that pinky up.
Wow.
Because he goes to Chandler's or something this weekend?
When I drink my tea, I say Avatar.
Yeah. Avatar.
And he goes to Princeton, Rev, not Harvard.
And, oh, my bad.
Don't even insult me with Harvard.
I don't know what to make of that. But yeah, you want a shot at
Bulldog
being
for life.
Would you like to meet Mr. Avatar? Would you like to beat him? Well, all right, here you go. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 8:47 with Mr. Avatar.
on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.